Praise God. Watch out. Appreciate the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
Well, His goodness to us and love Him. As for somebody like me, I don't deserve Him this morning. Thank God He loves me anyway.
Yeah.
That's where I was. He hears and answers my prayers. Boy, I'm not worthy of that. But boy, I thank God that there's a God of heaven, praise God, this morning, that'll touch our hearts and help us even when we're going in the wrong direction, we're seeking the wrong way. Praise God, I'm glad He knows the way. I'm glad He come to where we are. He catches us, praise God. He turns us around. He puts our feet upon a solid foundation. He shows us the right path this morning. I'm telling you, youngins, today, that's the God we serve. He loves us enough, and He came to where we was when we couldn't get Him. When we was riding around in the wilderness, we were looking for something that would satisfy our soul. I say, glory to God. On that Wednesday night, 1976, He began to do something down in me. Do you remember when God began to do something down in you? He began to touch your heart. He began to show you how big He was. Oh, we was talking in Sunday school, trying to get the youngins to understand how big God was, how real God was, how eternal God is. He's a great big God with a great big love for me and you, even when we're in the wilderness. I was reading the other day while Moses and the children of God was in the wilderness. They were striving, praise God. But I remember a day and God said, I'm going to bring you out. And He brought them to a mountain and He called Moses out that He could give them the law and He could show them the way. Give them something that they could follow, something that would be a guideline to their life. And Moses went up on the mountain, the Bible says, and when he tarried there in the presence of God, the people become disgruntled, they begin to rebel, they begin to long for somebody to lead them. I want to say, there's only one thing, one person, one being in this whole universe that can lead you and I, and that's God Almighty, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and the sweet Spirit, praise God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, and a move in your heart. He'll move in my heart. He'll do for us, praise God, that's needed in this late hour that we live.
Amen.
Man, we're living there an hour of discontentment. There's no contentment nowhere. There's fussing and fighting and strife all over the place. Amen. Praise God, it's everywhere you look. But I want to say there's a God who's promised us, just like He promised Moses, just like He promised the children in the wilderness, praise God, that He would bring us out.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, ain't it about time to just get out of the wilderness? Amen. Ain't it about time just come out, praise God? You say, well, preacher, how do we do that? Amen. By just waiting on the Lord. If you wait on God, you say, preacher, it seems like He's tarrying too long in coming. I want to say glory be to God. It may be a while, but praise God, when He comes, He'll come with victory in His hand. Amen. For you and I, and we can rise up victorious over everything and every obstacle that we face. Amen. Praise God, He's already made a way. He said, if we had just come seeking Him, praise God, we would find Him. Hey, you know what happened? He was down there disgruntled in the valley while Moses is on the mountain. Praise God, I'm thinking around here, I'm seeing some folk, praise God, that's a climbing on up, getting up on the mountain. Praise God, where you look out and survey the scenery. I want to say, there's a good view from up here. You ought to just come on up. Glory be to God. Brother Rex, just come on up here.
Amen.
And let's look over in the glory world. Come on up, praise God, where God can help your heart. Come on up, Brother Chris, where God Almighty can touch your heart and my heart, where He can draw us together, praise God, for His glory. He's a great big God. He said, just come on up. Just rise on up. Yeah, preacher, how do we get there? Look at Deuteronomy. Look at Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter 4. Praise God. The Bible says in verse 24, for the Lord thy God is a consuming fire and even a jealous God. Amen. That's who He is. That's who our God is today. Amen. He's a consuming fire. I want to say, praise God, He'll consume, He'll devour all the old stuff that's in our life. He'll burn it out of us if we'll let Him. He'll stir a fire down in our soul and all the dross of our life. It'll be burnt, praise God. Amen. That's why we need to kindle the fire. Amen. Glory to God. We need to kindle her up. Kindle her big, praise God. And she begins to blaze. Amen. Just throw on a little more wood. Amen. Bible says bring a wood offering. Amen. Glory to God. That's what we need to bring down at the house of God. But we need to bring a wood offering, praise the Lord. And when the fire gets to burning, praise God. Brother Austin, when the tears get to flowing, amen, just bring some wood and just chunk it on the fire. Amen, praise God. And brother or sister starts burning in the Lord, just pull on the wood. Amen, say, Lord, just pile on the wood. Pour on the wood. Put on the wood, praise God.
Amen.
Amen. I got the other day, thought I was going to burn the whole place down. Got there last Monday. Had a great old big brush pile. And I know the hats. I told Teresa, I said, I've got to burn that thing. If not, it's going to be late in the year. And little old bunny rabbits go making their nest in. I got to get it burned. So I got out there, Brother Jeff. And I got me a box and I put some pine cones in it. Packed some paper in and I stuffed it back under that thing. And I thought, well, boy, it's going to get hot. And them old pine cones, they'll burn. Amen, glory be to God. Hey, listen, you want to get a fire, start bring some pine cones. Amen, they'll burn. Praise God, they'll kindle it up. But I thought I'm going to help it just a little bit. Hey, now don't you children, don't none of you try this at home. But I went up there to the shed and I got out my diesel fuel. I said, glory be to God, I'm going to get this thing going. I took a little of that diesel fuel and I took it down there and I poured it over that box and over them pine cones and over that paper. Praise God. I mean, I let her down real good. Glory to God. I took that old fuel can way up there next to the shed and I set her down. I went back down there and I said, Lord, it's yours now. Amen. I pray God I done all I could. And pray God I writ down and I struck that thing and son, that thing took off. I mean, hey, glory be to God. It didn't take it long. It didn't spit and splutter. It didn't try to go out. Praise God. I want to say this morning, if you'll pour the fuel on, glory be to God, you can start a fire down in your soul, praise God. That'll burn throughout eternity. I don't want a little old spit and spluttering thing. Hey, man, that's the kind of fire I usually build. I try to build one in the stove. I'll freeze it in before I get it going. Amen. I can use every piece of newspaper in the house and kindling and everything else. Take me 45 minutes to get a fire going. Amen. Just my wife can go in there and she'll say, get out of the way, honey. She'll reach out there, take what I've already got there. She'll stir around a little bit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hey, Les, you may not be able to get it started. You may not be able to keep it blazing, praise God, but there may be somebody sitting beside you that can. Glory be to God. When they get the stir, when they get the pouring on the coal, when they get to adding the wood, praise God, you are just up there and say, glory to God. Bless them, Lord. Amen. Amen. You know what's happening around here? We're getting in. We're coming to the house of God, Brother Kevin. We're bringing some firewood. Amen. Now, Brother Kevin, Brother Ralph, and these other boys back here, praise God, they work in wood. That's what they do. Old Matt, he loves to see them fall. Now, when they hit the ground, the fun's over. Amen. He's ready to move on. He just likes to see them fall. And he got out here cutting this out here, praise God. He said, I was running a little bit late by the time I got up here. Boy, they was trees just going every which way. Amen. Praise God, he is putting her on the ground. He is saying, get her, boys, there she is. Amen, glory be God. Hey, listen, sometimes all we need to do is just be there to sick them, amen. Say, praise God, I'll bring the wood. If you'll help me put, just chunk it in there, praise God, we'll get there and enjoy this together. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I wouldn't set in. Praise God, run out and get me a handful of kindling. If I couldn't get a handful of kindling, praise God, I'd get me a handful of leaves. I'd get a handful of something, praise God, and I'd bring it to the fire. What are you saying? Instead of getting this grunt out in the wilderness, praise God, why don't we just seek the Lord, praise God, and ask Him just to build us a fire. Kindle us up a fire, praise God. A fire that God kindles, praise God. It won't go out. Amen. Amen. Little old share won't put it out. Amen. Little old mist won't put it out. I got that fire going. Now, me and Brother Jeff, he come back a few years ago and helped me burn a brush pile. Amen. And we was above my neighbor's house and above the barn. I said, oh, Lord, please help us. Don't let the sparks go that way. Amen. We've been about like I did today. We took that thing and put some paper in. We kindled her off. Next thing you know, that went, whoosh, went up in there, went up that little old pine tree stand beside it. It ain't got over that yet. Amen. That little pine tree, it went up the side of it. Whoosh, it burned every one of the needles, all the limbs off of one side. Amen. It was a flaming up. I looked around my fence post where my fence goes down. That fence post, them locust stakes was a smoking, man. I mean, they was getting hot. That fire was a burning. Amen. Glory be to God. I would to God that we could kindle up a fire that burns so hot. I praise God it'd get out of the banks. It crossed the fences. I praise God that we made in our lives. Praise God. And we say, you know what? We're going to tear those fences down and we're going to get closer to God than we've ever been.
Amen.
Amen. It's about time, young. It's glory to God. He's coming.
Amen.
Brother Larry, he's a coming. Amen. Jesus is coming. Amen. Praise God. He's getting us ready. He's stirring a fire in our souls, kindling her up for those that's ready, looking for his appearing. I'm getting excited in my soul. Them old fence spikers are smoking. Praise God. They were a smoldering. I lit that fire off the other day and that thing took off. My. That thing was flames licking. I believe they could have seen them, Brother Chris, in Weaverville. Hey, man, glory be God. If they'd have been a spaceman on the moon or Mars, praise God, I believe he'd have seen a big flyer up down there about Weaverville, North Carolina. That thing was a burning up. I thought, glory to God, if God had only kindled our soul, and praise God, we would let it burn, praise God, the way he wants to burn down in our hearts. But you know, if we ain't careful, we'll quench it. We'll put the fire out. Amen. Praise God. Listen. Hey, if I get a fire going, I ain't going to put it out. Amen. If I go through the effort to build a fire, praise God, I'm going to do everything that I can in my ability to get it to burn, praise God, till it burns it up. I didn't pile that brush pile for my health. I piled it there to get rid of it. Amen. I believe there's some things in our life, praise God, we'd get rid of, we could worship God. There'd be a fire stirred up down our soul, praise God, and we'd never get over. Amen. And I believe you'd like it.
Amen.
Amen. But they got in the wheels, they began to murmur and they began to complain. But God said that, he said in Deuteronomy chapter 4, amen, as burning, they said that the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. That right there ought to tell us something. There's a God of heaven that wants to do something for me and you. Amen. Praise God. He wants us to do something for him. Amen. What do you do for him? You just keep telling the old story. We keep looking for him. We keep seeking him. And everything that we do, we keep recognizing him as the God of heaven. Amen. That's making a difference down in our hearts. Is God making a difference in you? Hello? Is God making a difference in your life? Is he drawing you? Are you being drawn? Do you have a teachable spirit about you? Amen. You want to get your wood dried out, praise God. Well, you can get on fire. Just get a teachable spirit down in you. Amen. But he goes on in Deuteronomy chapter 4, down about verse 29. He said, But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Amen. He said, if you really want the Lord, if you really want the presence of God, if you want to see the Lord, praise God, for yourself, he said, just begin to seek him with all your heart. Now, when you go to build a fire, if you're out in the woods and it's a raining, it's just almost impossible to build a fire. Wet wood just will not burn. Amen. My little mother lives by herself and we usually carry in some wood and put it on the porch for her so she can build a fire if she wants to. She's about got with her hands and stuff. She can't hardly build one. We have to build it forward and she'll kind of keep it going, most time. But this year she's hardly built any fire at all. But my nephew brought in some wood a couple years ago and he put it on the porch. And I went down to the house and it was cold and she was got that old oil furnace just a burning, praise God. But she said she's still cold. I said, well, why don't you build a fire in the stove? And she looked at me just as sure as Brother Jeff, and this is what she said. She said, that wood that he brought put on that porch is so wet, it wouldn't burn in hell. Amen. Amen. Said it wouldn't. Amen. I said, praise God, that must be pretty wet wood. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God. There's a God of heaven, praise God. He'll dry your wood out, praise the Lord, where it'll burn with a fire that you ain't ever had if you'll seek Him and seek Him early and seek Him with all your heart.
Amen.
Amen. You know what the problem is in our Baptist churches with me and you? Hello, I'm one of you. We know what it is. We don't seek God with all our heart. We do everything we do for God half-heartedly. Amen. Oh, me. We do everything we do for God half-heartedly. We wonder why God don't bless us like we think He ought to. Amen. Praise God if we'll go into it wide open with our hair on fire like we do everything else. Hello?
Amen.
He said if we'd seek Him with all our heart. That means we put our soul put every fiber in our being into worshiping the Lord, into seeking the Lord, into praising the Lord, and working for the Lord. Amen. God began to kindle that fire. It'll begin to burn down our soul. Amen. But they wasn't looking for the fire. They was looking for something else. He said, but if we have that in our hearts, He said, if we'll seek Him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Now listen to what He says. He said, it'll make a difference in her life, Brother Austin. It says in verse 30, He said, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee. Amen. He said, when times get hard, when the going gets rough, when you don't know where to turn, praise God, you don't know what to do. Seems like obstacles are coming from every direction. Amen. I won't say we're not geared for every direction.
Right.
Amen. Amen. We can hit things one at a time. Sometimes things can be overwhelming. They start coming at us from different directions. Amen. What the devil does, if he can't hit you from one direction, he'll hit you from another direction. Amen. If you prayed up, praise God, and you can't, you shut him down in one, you shut him down, he'll come at you from another direction. Amen. And then if he can't get you that, he ain't the devil, he just stir up your flesh. Oh, hello. He'll stir up your flesh. He'll get you to pouting at somebody. Amen. He'll get you to having hard feelings against somebody. He'll get you to a place, praise God, where that fire's not a burning. He'll try to put your fire out. Amen. But praise God, when you get to seeking Him, glory to God, when the tribulation comes your way. And let me just say, praise God, as Miss Geraldine says so many times, it will come your way.
Yeah.
If you're not in the middle of a trial right now, praise God, just hang on, praise God, because it's coming.
Yeah.
Amen. If you haven't went through something physically, if you haven't went through something spiritually, if you haven't been there, pray, just hang on. It's a coming. Look for it. But praise God, when you seek the Lord real early and you seek Him with all your heart, all your soul, every fiber of your being and your strength, praise God, you can come out there with your fire burning, praise God.
Amen.
For the glory of God. Fire kindled up. Amen. When those trials and tribulations come, I praise God, you just ease up there. Dump another load of wood on it. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I got that. There's a big old hickory tree in my yard and the lightning hit it. You need to pray for me and Teresa. Every tree we had in our front yard got hit by lightning. Amen. Had four of them out there and ain't one of them left. All four got hit by lightning. I got all of them down, got the stump pulled up. We had a big old hickory. Well, it wouldn't took nothing for that hickory tree. Me and Granddad used to sit under that thing, lay up there on the bank. Amen. We'd look down over to toward his house, and he'd said, "Son," he said, "you got the best place in the county right here under this old tree." But lightning hit that old hickory tree, and it went plumb through the roots, and it killed it about 4 years ago. And I got that there the other day after I got that fire burning real big. Amen. I had that thing. Before that, the night before, me and Teresa got out there, and I said, "I'm gonna go out there and dig around it." I dig around that old tree, got down there where the roots were. I thought, if I can get down here pretty low, I'll cut it off way below the ground, and I'll take a tractor and I'll pull it down the hill. And man, he's leaning toward the house. I said, if that thing falls, it's going to go right in where Samantha's bedroom used to be. Amen. So I got to digging around that thing. I got down there to them big old roots, and I got the shovel, and I got to hitting them with that shovel, and they was doughty. You know what that means? That means they starting to rot. They weren't real sound. And I had a cable up in that thing about 20 feet, and I told Teresa, I said, "I'm going to try something." I got the old Massey, a 240 Massey out of the building. I went down there and I hooked it to a chain, hooked that cable. I said, "You watch right quick." I said, "I'm going to give it a couple of tugs and see what we can do." Amen. I got down there on that thing. I gave it a couple of little old tugs. And pray God, that thing was going pretty good. So about the third time, I said, one, two, three, and three, zip. Well, I throw the gas to that tractor and down the driveway I went. And that old tree come down. Roots and all, pray God. Jerked it right up out of the ground. Amen. That thing fell and all them old dry limbs, they hit the ground. They just shattered all the pieces. I mean, just covered the yard. Amen. So I got, the next day I got the, that was on Friday. I got Monday. I got down there and I got the burning that brush. And I gathered up all those old limbs, all that debris, and I put them in the little loader on my tractor and I carry them down there and I dump them on that fire. And boy, that head blaze up, you know, them dry hickory limbs. They'd really burn. Amen. What are you saying, preacher? I said, if you want something to burn, pray, get you some dry wood. Get you some good wood. Take a word of God and pray over it and meditate upon it like we said Wednesday night. I mean, to turn it over and over in your mind and to think about how good God's been to you, how much He's helped you, what He gave you, what you have today. Amen. Praise God, because God has been good to you. Amen. That's good wood. Amen. That's good wood. Amen. And that stuff burned up. Praise God. I'd take that tractor. I'd run up there in high gear as fast as I could, pull back up on that in the yard. I'd grab them limb. Praise God. Break them up. Or I'd get them that loader bucket. I'd run back down there. I'd run up there. And by the time I got down there, everything I'd done put in there would burn up. Amen. Amen. You say, well, what's that? What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about when we're going to keep a fire burning. Praise God. We've got to keep the wood on it. Yeah. If you quit feeding it, praise God, it'll go out. Amen. I don't want my fire to go out. Amen. You say, preacher, you keep a harking about we need to be on fire. I pray God. The Bible says we need to be on fire for God. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He said that's lukewarm. He said he'd spew it out of his mouth. Yeah. Amen. God don't like lukewarm. Amen. God don't like people that's half in, half out. God likes people that's on fire, that's in, praise God, looking for the goodness of the Lord. Amen. He said, because when tribulation comes, you'll need some help. When trials come, you need your fire to be burning. You know what you can do then, praise God, when all that debris, brother, when all that debris of your life, praise God, is laying out there and you can see it. You know, if you're prayed up, you're seeking the Lord, you're looking for Him, praise God, you can see the debris in your life. You can see it as it begins to gather up there. Amen? It'll begin to gather up in your life. The debris will begin to accumulate. If you ain't careful, praise God, when you take that debris and you get rid of it as it comes. You load it up, praise God, you take it down there and you throw it on the fire, praise God, and that fire begins to burn bright again. Amen, glory be to God. And you say, well, glory to God. Amen? Get all that debris out of the way. We got to get debris out of our life. You can't do nothing for God with a lot of debris in our lives. Amen. We need to dig all that debris out, praise God, till we find that little substance in our life that'll overcome everything else. That, you know, there's a substance in our life, Brother Lynn, that'll overcome everything else. That substance that I'm talking about is called love. Charity, love in action, praise God. That little word, praise God, it'll overcome all the adversity in our lives, praise God. It'll get rid of all that debris, praise God, that's a hinder in our lives. Amen. So our fire will burn bright. It'll burn again. So when thou art in tribulation and all these things will come upon thee, he said, even in the latter days, that's where we're living, youngins. We're living in latter days. We're living in the latter days of the dispensation of grace. Amen. He said, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall not watch this, this is where it makes a difference. This is the difference between having dry wood and having wet wood. He says, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shalt be obedient unto His voice. Amen. The Lord will speak to you. The Lord will speak to me. The Lord will give us through His grace and His mercy and His love that we need, praise God, to be overcomers. When we seek His face and we seek His will and we seek His way and we listen to Him.
Amen.
Amen. We wonder why the world around us is all to pieces. I've got news for you. We're part of this world. The reason the world is in the shape it's in is because of me and you. See, we like to pack it off on somebody else. Amen. But let me ask you, have you always been obedient to the Lord? Have you always done what He would have you to do? Have you always been what He would have you to be? I think not. I think not, but praise God, there's a God of heaven. He said, if we'd seek Him with all our mind, our heart, our soul, our strength, praise God, He said, and be obedient unto Him when He speaks to our hearts. You know what God will do? He'll speak to our heart. He'll speak to your heart. He'll speak to my heart in the house of God. And He said, you know what? He'll bring something to our mind and say, you need to get that right. You're sitting there with the mullet grubs, praise God, with your lip pooched out. Amen. Everybody around you will be a worshiping and praising God, getting in, amen, rejoicing in the Lord, and you'll sit there with the pooch mouth. And you'll, I wonder why I'm not feeling this. I wonder why I'm not getting in. Why God ain't a blessing me? Well, He's speaking to your heart. And He said, why don't you go to altar and get it right? Why don't you get rid of that debris in your life, bring it to altar and get rid of it, praise God, and you can worship too. He said, you can get it too. You can rejoice too. Amen. He said, who are you mad at? Who are we puffed up against? Amen. I tell you, I told you before, praise God, we oughtn't to be mad at each other. We oughtn't to be mad at our spouses. We oughtn't to be mad at our family. We oughtn't to be mad at our children. Only person we ought to be mad at is the devil. Amen. The devil, praise God. He's the one you ought to be mad at. He's the one you ought to hate. He's the one, praise God, who ought to try our best to be obedient to God. So, because He's already defeated that rascal.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Amen. Anytime the devil gets to riding on you and he gets to try to bringing up your flesh, praise God, what you ought to do is just to fall on your face and say, Lord Jesus, here I am. I need you to touch me. I need you to overcome me. I need you to overcome my flesh, praise God, and help me to be an overcomer. Because He's already overcame. You know, Jesus went through, He said, He went through the same temptations as us, yet without sin. Amen. He was perfect in everything He done. And He said, Moses said, if we'd be obedient unto God, praise God, that He'd bless us and He'd help us. And if we'd be obedient to His voice. Verse 31 says, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. Amen. He's a merciful God. Do you know our God, He's great in mercy. His mercy is new every day. Amen. Glory be to God. He don't keep running a record. But praise God, if we'll come to Him every day, repenting of our sins, asking God to help us that day, praise the Lord, His mercy will be new that day.
Amen.
We can't do that. We like to keep a running record, don't we? I remember what you did to me. I'm going to remember that forever. But preacher, you said you forgive. Yeah, but you know, I said I forgive you, but I remember. See, God don't do that. God, when we bring it to the Lord and say, Lord God, and with a repentant heart, say, Lord God, I'm sorry. Would you forgive me an old sin? But you know what? We're too prideful to admit that we're sinners. Amen? We'll carry this thing around with us, that debris for months and weeks, and it becomes a hindrance. It becomes cumbersome to our lives. Amen? And we keep remembering all this stuff. But the Bible says God is a merciful God, and His mercy's new every day. Every day, He says, Brother Rex, I'm going to give you a new start. Hey, man, you get up and say, Lord, here I am. And Lord, I pray that You'd just bless this day. You'd be with me. You'd help me in everything I do, everything I say. And God said, okay, I forgive you. I'm going to help you to be a new person today. Amen. There may be somebody here this morning and you say, preacher, I need you to start over. I haven't been doing what I did. My wood's wet. I couldn't kindle a fire if I had to. Amen. And Lord, I just need you to dry my wood out. I need my wood to be dry. I need my fire to burn. Look around you and you see homes and lives and families and children and we wonder what in the world's going on. Tell you what's happened, mamas and daddies, we've let our fire go out. Amen. We've let our wood get wet. Amen. Because the Lord's speaking to our heart. He said, Brother Austin, I love you, son. Lord, I know, bless your heart. I love you and I thank God for you and I forgive you trespasses. I love you. I ask you, God, just to be my brother and love me and I'm going to love you, praise God, unconditionally. Mercy and grace, praise God. You know what, fix husbands and wives. You know, people's falling apart all over the place. If we could just come with the mercy and grace of God, be more like our Savior, glory to God, and say, Lord God, forgive me and help me to be what I need to be. Help me be obedient unto your voice. For the glory of God. He says, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee. Amen. Praise God. You say, preacher, I can't do it. Why? God said, I'll be right there with you. Amen. What happens is we don't remember that God is with us. Remember I preached the other day that the Lord is with us all the time? It's kind of like He's looking into our heart. He sees our heart. He's constantly giving us a CAT scan. Amen. Constantly, you can't get out from under His eyes. Amen. Praise God. Thank God we can't, because I'm glad He knows what I'm up against. I'm glad He knows my trials, my tribulations. I know that He knows my heartaches. I know my anguish. Know my infirmities. Praise God. He's cat scanning us. Cat's constantly monitoring us, seeing where we're at. Amen. So what we do is we just listen to, because he says, "Hey, listen, I know where you're at, and right here's the way, and just go in this direction. It'll be okay. It'll be for the saved soul. It'll be for keeping you, praise God. It'll be for your health, your mental health, your anguish, your anxiety. He says, praise God, I'll take care of that for you." Amen. That's why he said, if we just trust the Lord, he said, in these latter days, he said, there's coming tribulation. But he said, but the Lord God is a merciful God, and he will not forsake thee. And he says, neither destroy thee. Well, sometimes I know how I am. Do you know how you are? I told somebody the other day, if I was God, I'd just flick me off in eternity like a spug of dust and say, that ain't worth fooling with no more. Amen. Ain't you glad I ain't God?
Amen.
Ain't you glad you're not God? I'd have flicked me off a long time ago. Phew, and I'd have been gone. But said, he's a merciful God, and he will not forsake me, neither will he destroy me. But he said, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. God's made us some promises. We have a new testament, a new covenant with God. Amen. And he said, the Lord God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's made us that promise. And he said, I come to give you life. He said, glory be to God. I'm about to have me. He said, I come to take away the death, and I come to give you life. Praise God. And he said, if I give you life, Lord God, Brother Larry, I'm going to give it to you in abundance. I'm not going to just give you a little bit. I'm not just going to give you a taste. Hey, glory to God. He said, I'm going to pour out the whole cup. Amen. Praise God. You know what? You know what God's trying to tell us? He says, praise God, that he's a great big God that loves you in a great big way. Praise God. And he said, if you'll just let him, he'll give you all he's got.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, I don't know. I've got youngins. Most of you have got youngins. Boy, I want to see them prosper, don't you? I want the very best for them. Amen. You know where you find the very best? For your children? You know where you find the best for yourself? You find the very best for yourself, then you'll find the very best for your children. And it's right here. In the volume of the book.
Amen.
He says, in the volume of the book, it's written of me. Glory to God. He said, I've got everything that you'll ever need. And he says, I don't just have it in a little fashion. He said, I've got it in abundance. He said, I've got it in a great big way. Amen. So I can pour it out all over you. It blessed my heart. Andrew got up there holding his Bible up. And the Spirit of God got all over him. Man, it was a touch in him. Praise God, Andrew, that's just a drop in the bucket. Amen. Youngins, listen, that's just a drop in the bucket. That's nothing compared to what God's got to pour out on you. That's nothing compared to what He wants to give to you and me, praise God, that'll seek His face, that we'll look for His appearing, praise God, that we'll worship Him and lift Him up and magnify His voice, that we'll seek Him early, praise God, so we can find Him, glory to God, when He's got the whole bunch, amen, to pour out on us. But that's what He wants to do. He wants to pour out on you all the time. Luke said, we was talking about the Spirit of God moving in church. And Luke said this morning, he said, boy, he said, I like what's been going on here. Amen. I said, do you? He said, yes, I like it. He said, that's exciting. Praise God. When God gets to moving, he sees people are moving and people stirred and people praising and people giving God glory. When they get their wood dried out and the fire begins to burn, praise God, everybody can see it.
Amen.
Ain't you glad that it ain't for the big or the old? Amen. It's for everybody. Amen. Everybody can get in, partake of the good. But little Mia loves it. When the Spirit of God gets to moving, boy, she'll get both hands up. Woo! Amen. Boy, I tell you what, that about makes old Papa want to take a running fit. Amen. Glory to God. We ought to be excited for a young. Hey, if we ain't excited, how do we expect our young ones to be excited? We come down the house, help, Lord, bless me if you can. Amen. I won't say, Blake, praise God. I know that He can. And I know that He will. And I know that He wants to. But do you want to be blessed today?
Amen.
Amen. You want to be blessed today? Praise God. You got to come to the blesser.
Amen.
You got to come to the spout where the glory comes out. Praise God. And He'll dump a load on purpose. He'll fill your cup to running over if you'll just come to Him. And most said, listen, there's a God of heaven that loves you. He's a jealous God. But praise God, if we'll put Him first. Hello?
Yeah.
I'm still here. If we'll put Him first, He'll make all the difference.
Amen.
Amen. I figured this out. Hey, Brother Bill, we've been in this thing a long time. But I figured out when we put Him first, praise God, things start to come together. You know when things go awry? It's when we start going in our own direction. Amen. When you and I start going in our own direction, you young people, listen to your pastor. You don't listen to anything else I say. They listen to me. Always stay with the Lord. Make Him a priority in your life. And I guarantee He'll bless you every day of your life. He'll lead you, guide you. Listen to Him.
Amen.
Listen to Him. These older folks have been His wife. They just listen to Him because He wants to help you. Amen. But I tell you what we all need to do, young and old alike, we've got to get rid of that debris out of our life. Amen. I went through that yard. I picked up all that I could with my fingers and my gloves, packed them in that loader bucket, and I took them down there and put it on that fire. And every time I go back, praise God, it consumed out of the way. Amen. But when I got all that I could scratch up and get with my fingers, it still looked bad. It was pieces of bark and little sticks all over the place. So I went over to the shed and I got my rake out. You know those with the little things, little floppy, not a garden rake, but a leaf rake. And I took that thing down there and I began to rake that yard and I began to pull it all down there in one place. Amen. Now listen to me, and I'm done. Brother Lynn, I began to pull all that down through that yard. And I got it all down there next to the edge of the road. Glory.
Amen.
I got it all down there next to that road and I pulled up there with that loader bucket and I pulled right up against it. You know what I did? I took that rake. And praise God, I raked it into that loader bucket till I got every bit I could get that rake. And then I dropped down there on my knees and I took my hand and I scooped that up in that rake. Amen. I didn't want none of that to be. That debris had to be gone, praise God. Because it didn't look good. And boy, I pushed every bit up in that loader bucket. I reached up there and tilted that thing back. I looked under. I made sure there wasn't nothing left. See, it don't take but just a little bit of debris, praise God, to give devil space. Amen. But I got every bit of that debris. I packed that loader bucket. I looked at that yard, boy. Glory to God. I rejoiced. I satisfied my soul and my mind, praise God. I'd done all I could do. Amen. And I turned that thing around. I throwed her back in high gear and went down through there and dumped that last load down on that fire. Praise God. Amen. And that thing was a burning. I started the fire. I built the fire at 2 o'clock. Got in from visiting hospital, nurse home, running there and done that. And I built that kindle, that fire up. Praise God, it was still burning at midnight. Amen. Praise God, I mean, it was still burning. I'd rake it up, boy, and it'd take off again. Amen. I'd rake it up and take off again. What are you saying? I said, praise God, we'd say, it's time to get our kindle away. It's time to get the debris out of our life. Time to bring it, put it on fire, and just let God just burn it up. Amen. Praise God. Just bring it to the Lord. Get it gathered up. Bring it to the Lord. Amen. Give it to Him. Amen. And let Him just take care of it. Say, Lord, I need You to get rid of this debris. It's a hindering my life. It's making things look bad around me. I want You to get rid of it, Lord. Here it is. It's Yours. You do with it. Praise God. You know what He did? He burnt that stuff up. That's what He did. The Bible said He's a consuming fire.
Amen.
He's a jealous God. Amen. And He said, if we bring our debris, if we bring our debris, gather it up and say, Lord, here it is. All these things that's in my life that's keeping me from praising and worshiping You, Lord, I bring it unto Thee. It's all You can do, young, and it's all we can do is take that debris, gather it up, rake it up, pick it up, and bring it to the Lord. Amen. And just dump it on the fire. Praise God, that consuming fire that consumed that debris that's in your life.